Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of projectlifemastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, I'm Tatiana and this is Stephan from Project Life Mastery. And today we're both here to share with you how to stay motivated long enough to achieve success. Now, as you may know, motivation can feel very fleeting. It's here one day, it's gone the next, and it can be a frustrating process because as ambitious people, we set goals for ourselves and we're excited to achieve those goals and we take action and we work towards achieving those goals. But then all of a sudden, we may lose motivation and we stop taking action. And then all of a sudden, it becomes a goal that yet again we didn't achieve. And so this can apply to all areas of life. It can apply to your physical health, wanting to lose that 10 pounds, getting motivated to go to the gym on New Year's, and a month later, you're no longer hitting the gym anymore. It can also apply to your business, and that's what we're going to be focusing on today, as I know many of you are building your online business, and it's hard to maintain that motivation that you need to actually start to see success with your online business. So, Stephan, would you like to start by sharing, introducing the topic of motivation and what triggers us to be motivated and then all of a sudden lose that motivation?
Yeah, I think we first got to take a step back and understand how we live in a society that has conditioned us to desire and seek short-term, immediate, instant gratification. And so oftentimes, if we don't see the result quick enough, people get discouraged, they want to give up, or there's a new opportunity, a new shiny object. They get what is called the shiny object syndrome, where they jump from one thing to the next, because every time you initiate anything new in your life, whether it's a new goal, a new plan, a new opportunity, dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter in our brain that gets released, which is the motivation molecule. It's what gets us motivated, gets us excited. But most often, dopamine goes down after a period of time. And so anytime you start anything new, it's almost like when you're a kid and for Christmas you get a new toy and you're excited, but eventually it wears off. And it's the same thing with getting a new house, a new car, a new pair of shoes, starting a new business, right, a new diet, a new workout program, whatever it is, you got to understand that in order to achieve success, you have to condition yourself to delay the short-term immediate gratification and desire the long-term gratification. So understand, you've been conditioned this way. The media, society, they're trying to sell you something constantly, whether that's through junk food or whether that's through, you know, get rich quicks, or whether that's through, you know, losing all this weight in 30 days or whatever it is, because people gravitate towards that because it gives them that sense of dopamine. But the reality is success is a long-term journey. It's a long-term process. It's not going to happen overnight. And if you're always jumping from one thing to the next, then you're never going to achieve success, because success is being focused on that one thing for a long period of time. So you have to change your expectations, I think. You have to understand how dopamine's working and your pattern and behavior of jumping from one thing to the next. Understand that you're gonna have times where the motivation goes away, but you still gotta act in spite of that. Mm-hmm. Act in spite of how you feel, not be as impulsive and always being a dabbler, jumping all over the place in your life. You have to commit to what I call mastery, the mastery mentality, which is understanding there will be plateaus, there'll be ups and downs, but you gotta be laser focused mm-hmm. and say no to a lot of distractions that can show up and get in the way, and change your expectation to know that this is gonna take a long time. It's gonna take a long time. Everybody's different. And you have to go into it with that mentality of trusting the process, not trying to shortcut it. You can never shortcut it. You can, you know, shorten it in different ways maybe here and there, but you have to still go through that process long-term and not desire that immediate gratification and be aware of other things in your life that are always, you know, I know for myself is, you know, sugar and you know, social media and these things which actually condition the brain to overstimulate dopamine, which does make it harder to focus and stick with things. So that awareness, I think, is key.
Absolutely. I would invite you guys to pause and think about you and your business and maybe the different online business ideas that you've had over the years, that you were excited to start something and then, you know, and then you just started to look in a different direction and then something else grabbed your attention, whether it was like starting with, you know, Kindle publishing, drop shipping, FBA, multi-level marketing stuff, all these different, there's always so many different ways to make money, especially online. And then you see all these different opportunities and you start to kind of go in that direction. You start it, you stop it, you start it, you stop it. And the problem with that, as Stefan's saying, is that you're dabbling, you're starting things, but you're never finishing them. And the critical issue is that we have to change our expectations that if you're going to start a business, a real business that's going to provide you with income, an asset that you're building, like that doesn't happen overnight. That takes time to build. It took me years to build something that, that's gotten to where it is today. And so if you change that expectation, not expecting to achieve success overnight, then you're going to give yourself a chance. Because then you realize that, hey, this is a long-term process. I'm not going to see success in a month or 2 months, maybe even a few years. I have to really work at this, but I'm going to stay committed and I'm going to continue to work at it until I achieve my goals.
Yeah, and starting a business analogy I can give you, it's like growing a tree. You know, you plant a seed in the soil, and you come back a week later, you're not going to see anything. You come back a month later, you might not see much. But what's happening is as long as you are consistent with nurturing it and watering it and taking care of it and trusting and understanding that process, that as you're doing so and you're working, there's roots that are being grown and eventually it does sprout. I know there's a type of bamboo tree where you don't see anything. Nothing sprouts for, I think, months. And then all of a sudden, boom, it just blows up and explodes. Yeah. And that's kind of how it is in business and success, is often you're taking a lot of action, but you're not seeing the results. Mm-hmm. And eventually, boom, you start to see those results and it explodes with all that work and effort that you put in. And you got to understand this is different than having a job where you put in 40 hours a week, you get paid a certain amount from that. I think a lot of people have that expectation versus a business. You don't get paid on how much time you put in. You're putting time, you're giving to something that only has the potential down the road in the future to provide something back. So delaying the gratification and being okay with still taking action and growing your business in spite of what you see, I think that's a key mentality you got to have to be successful.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the challenge with building a business, with any business. When you're building a real business and you're investing your time, you're investing your money, and you're not going to see a return for a while. And so that's a very different mindset shift from being an employee, where you go to your work every day and the amount of hours that you put in is in direct proportion to how much you get paid. And you get paid, you know when you're getting that paycheck. You have that certainty. When you're building a business as an entrepreneur, you have to have a different threshold of the level of uncertainty that you can sustain. Because there's going to be a lot of uncertainty in your business. There's no guaranteed paycheck. You're going to be, again, committing time and hours into time and money into building your business without any guaranteed return. You're trusting the process and you're believing in yourself. So
yeah, and just to add to that too, I think the direction to go from here is understanding what allows you to take action and go and go and go without seeing that mm-hmm. is having a vision, right? Because when you really have that vision, you believe in it, that's what's going to sustain you. I know for you, that is the key for you, is that you believed in what your business can provide, the lifestyle that was possible. And so you are moving towards that regardless of whatever, because you just believed in it and you knew it would come if you kept taking action.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that, people ask me all the time how to stay motivated. And sometimes I don't even know how to give advice because I can't necessarily relate to that. Honestly, I don't struggle with motivation. It's never been a struggle of mine because I'm very much an achiever, as I humbly say that. Like for me, when I want to achieve something, I will do it. I remember when I was young, I wanted a bunny. I was able to get a bunny in my dorm room. I wanted a puppy. Like I always ended up getting my way because I was like, I'm going to get this no matter what. And so for me, you know, when I have a vision for my life, I have a vision. The vision is so beautiful, so compelling, so attractive for like the life that I want to live, my dream lifestyle, who I can become, what I can contribute to the people I love and care about. You know, that in and of itself is enough for me to wake up every morning excited to start my workday, to wake up every morning eager to work on my business. I don't need external motivation. I don't need someone else to kind of give me a boot in the butt or to give me words of affirmation to encourage me along the way. I don't need anyone to motivate me. That vision on its own is enough to motivate me because at the end of the day, I'm building this business for me, right? Like I'm not building it for you necessarily. I'm not building it for anyone. I'm doing it because I want to achieve a certain vision that I have for my life. And so no, I don't need external motivation. So I would encourage you guys that maybe the reason that you're not feeling motivated is because you don't have a clear vision. And when you don't have a clear vision, then you don't know where to aim. You're kind of aimless. You don't have any direction. But if you have a clear vision for what you want to achieve, all of a sudden you know where you're aiming and you know where you want to go. And it gets you excited. So I would encourage you guys to maybe take some time out of your day, schedule out an hour where you can be in peace, get a journal, and start to write out, you know, what vision do you have for your life, whether it's in the next year, 5 years, 10 years. We did that for our relationship when we first met, a vision for our relationship, but also separate visions for our lives. And it's extremely motivating because you're getting clear on what you want in this life. You're getting clear on how you want to live this life. And you can include whatever you want to include in that, whatever it's going to be juicy and exciting for you, don't hold back. And when you're clear on that vision, that's going to get you excited to work on your business. I guarantee it.
It makes today matter because now you have a purpose for today because mm-hmm. today is an investment for tomorrow's future, for what you desire. And in the Bible it says, without a vision, people perish. So we all need a compelling future. We all need something that we can see up here that is so exciting, that's so compelling, that's going to be so much better than whatever your quality of life is today, mm-hmm. that you're willing to sacrifice today or to put in work or time. And I think a lot of people, they haven't taken the time to get clarity on what they really want. And that's what's so exciting about an online business is that there's so many incredible possibilities. That's what's exciting about seeing perhaps other influencers and people, what they've been able to create and accomplish with their lives. And this is something that we're always doing. For, you know, for us, for example, you know, next year we have a huge plan that we've been like a huge vision that we've been planning for many years of where we're going to, you know, where we're going to settle down and buy a house and get a dog and have kids and get a car and a lot of that stuff that we've been working towards for the last few years, that we've been willing to delay so much gratification in our lives but for that ultimate vision that we want to achieve. And then once you hit that goal and you achieve that vision, then you're setting something else because you always need that. And that's what dopamine is going to fuel as well, as when you have something to look forward to. It's what makes you motivated. It's going to make you stronger. So just focusing on your vision. And one thing that we always do too, like anytime you get sidetracked, anytime you get off track, whatever it is, you lose that motivation. All you got to do is just focus on where you want to go. Mm-hmm. That's it. Don't get caught up in the past. Mm-hmm. Focus on where you want to go. If you're going through a stressful time in your life, focus on where you want to go. There's a great book called It Works. Mm-hmm. A short little book. You can read it in 30 minutes. And what it says is write out your goals, put it on a notepad or a piece of paper, put it in your back pocket, put it in your purse, put it in your wallet, and anytime you get off track, anytime you get distracted, anytime you go through a hard time, just pull it out and just focus. This is where I'm going in my life, and move towards that and remind yourself of that daily. You can create a vision board, something that we've done, or a vision video, right? You take the car, the house, the trips, the travel, the family, the love, the contribution, all things that motivate and inspire you that you would like to have one day, and you play that to yourself again and again, and you visualize it. And when you visualize it, you see it again and again, it's gonna become more real for you, and you're gonna automatically move towards it.
So the key word here is clarity. Most people don't know what they want, and that's why they don't get it. Get clear on what you want in life. Same thing with your relationship. If you're single and you wanna find someone to settle down with and you're not finding that person in your life, you probably haven't gotten clear on what you want. Write down, what would you like to see in a partner? Who would be your ideal partner? And don't feel shy about it. Don't feel bad to get specific, because the challenge is that if you aren't clear on what you want, then when she or he is right in front of you, how do you know? How do you know if that's the person for you? Because you have no idea what you're looking for. So again, clarity, write it down, create a vision board. But the second component of this, it's not just having the vision, it's having a belief that you can achieve that vision. Because if you just have the vision, but your mind is tricking you and saying that, yeah, you know, you're never gonna achieve that. Yeah, you know, you came from, you know, a neighbor, you know, people like you can't achieve that. You know, like you have too many challenges in your life, or your mind will play tricks on you, right? Because your mind, it's scared, because this is new. It's never gone through that journey before. It knows that you're gonna have to take actions that you've never taken before. So it's trying to protect you by distancing you from that vision. And so you have to instill a belief in yourself. You have to truly condition yourself to believe that, yes, you can achieve that vision. What the mind can believe, wait, what was it?
What the mind can believe and conceive, it can achieve.
There you go. So yeah. I think that's a very important component of it.
Yeah, and also, you know, knowing why you want it. You know, having your list of reasons and writing that down, and every day reading that out loud to yourself. You can write out your list of reasons why you want to achieve this goal or why you want to be successful, and then read it 3 times a day. Read it in the morning, read it around noontime, read it in the evening time, to always keep your mind focused on what you want, but why you want it. Why is this important? What will this give you? What are the consequences in your life if you do not achieve this? Because often we're driven by pain. We want to avoid pain, and we want to move towards pleasure. And so oftentimes a lot of success is actually achieved, and is a lot of entrepreneurs achieve success out of insecurity. Because they've been through pain in their life. They've been broke. They've struggled. They had a rough upbringing. They didn't get enough love or approval from their parents. And they use that pain as motivation, as reasons that drive them towards success. So you can have painful reasons of what you want to avoid. I never again want to be broke. I never again want to be in debt. I never again want to live my life limited and have to work for somebody else and build their vision, their dream, and not my own. Those painful reasons can fuel you to take action, and you remind yourself of that, you're gonna be more motivated. And then also the pleasurable ones. What will this give you? What are all the benefits? Imagine and see yourself, you know, traveling the world or living this beautiful home or making a big contribution to a charity that you love and really wanna support, or be able to focus more time with your kids, your family, your relationship. Make a list of those reasons, always add to it. And the more that you focus on and read it out loud and just imagine that, the more energy you're gonna have. So always reminding yourself, and your reasons will change over the long term, yep. Right? Yep. So sometimes when you get out of pain, you know, you maybe at first are desperate.
Comfortable, living a more comfortable life.
For sure.
And then you have to change that, because then you start to feel like less motivated. Oh, I've achieved success. I've achieved my goals. Okay, well now what?
Well, and a lot of people, I think they don't go all in enough in a business because they maybe already have a comfortable life. Mm-hmm. I often find the people that are the most desperate are the ones that are the most driven to change their circumstances. Yeah, their back's against the wall. They've got to figure it out. They got to find the way or make the way. So even if you're comfortable in your life now, sometimes you have to kind of find some reasons that can fuel you. And I know for us, we've achieved a lot, and times we get comfortable, we gotta find new reasons, new motivators for us. Sometimes, You know, we're not willing to settle, even as great as our life is. We're not willing to settle for that because we know that there's an even greater quality of life and that you only get one shot on this life. I want to make it count. We want to make sure we get the maximum experience of life and don't just settle just by comparing ourselves to our peers and say, oh, you know, I'm doing pretty good. No, there's always another level that we want to experience or grow
to.
It's
not because we selfishly want to be more. It's because the more we grow, the more that we experience, the more we can contribute to others. Yeah. The more we learn, the more we can share with you guys. So by being your best self, by putting your best foot forward, you're benefiting yourself indeed, but you're also benefiting everyone who gets to know you, everyone in your inner circle. So if you're saying that you can't afford to start an online business, no, you can't not afford to start an online business. If you have so much pain in your life with your family, not being able to support yourself and your family, having financial burdens, just not living a life that you want to live, knowing that you can create more, knowing that you can become more, and you're not, and you're settling, that's painful. And you don't want to continue living life that way. You don't want to live the rest of your years like that. You can achieve more. So use those circumstances to motivate you. Because you can achieve what you want. You just have to believe in yourself and you have to take action. So that's all we have for you today, guys. I hope this was helpful. If you want more help with motivation, check out Stefan's channel, Project Life Mastery. I'll be linking in the description box. He's got a ton of videos about mindset, about motivation, and so many different valuable pieces of content on there. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this video. If you have any questions, just feel free to comment down below and we'll be happy to answer them later. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.